Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, Margie K joining us, an unusual cattle-related event, which we put under the broad category of mutilations. So tell us more.
Okay, so it gets even stranger.
As if this isn't strange enough already.
As if it isn't already, I took along some items in order to do some soil sampling. So we took samples from inside the area where the cow was on the ground, had been on the ground, and then some samples from 30 yards away. Packed those off. I sent them off to Chuck Zukowski in Colorado, who is one of the top animal mutilation experts. And he has a lab there in Colorado where he could send this stuff. So he sent my samples and his samples into the lab. And I'll tell you the results in a minute. The next
This is almost just as good as having a cliffhanger.
Yes, it is. So the next thing we did, it was kind of rough terrain and very cold out. So my fellow investigator, who is this big burly policeman, said he will go out to the rest of the area and look for this cow. Well, the rancher had pointed to the area where the cow had been taken. And so my partner went out, and he could not see the cow. So we're communicating on cell phones, even though we could see each other in the distance. He said, "It's not here. There's nothing here." So he proceeded to walk the whole property. He walked all around, back and forth, could not see that cow anywhere. Then he came back, and I sent the samples off. We left. I called the rancher back, and the rancher said, my partner was standing right in front of that cow. He says, why didn't you look at it? I said, well, he couldn't see it. There wasn't anything there. He says, yeah, it is. It's there. So for some reason, this trained policeman, as a trained investigator, could not see this cow that was right in front of him, 2,000-pound cow.
Now, we're talking here about the same phenomenon as we had earlier, where there were UFOs that people couldn't see.
Exactly.
And you don't think a cow is going to be that strange.
No, you're not. And, you know, like I said, he's a trained investigator. If there was something there, he would have seen it. But why he couldn't see it, I have no idea. It's just, you know, up for speculation as to why. So bottom line is we didn't get to get any samples from it, but it had actually been several days since the event occurred. So who knows, maybe that wouldn't have been, you know, in the best condition to be taking even pictures of.
Not necessarily. That time of year, again, January.
I know.
If that thing's being refrigerated, it's going to last a lot longer than it would in August. Let's put it that way.
Well, we had actually had a couple of warm days the first 2 days that it was out there. It didn't cool off till the second 2 days. Be that as it may, we were unable to get photographic evidence or take any of the hide. But the soil samples. The same time Chuck sent my samples in, he sent samples from another cattle mutilation that he had just done. This was in Colorado, and it happens to be on the 39th degree latitude, just like Kansas City, which is another thing that's happening. But we'll get back to that. So he gives me the results. And the results are that the soil itself has been turned into extremely non-water soluble soil, which means that it was subjected to extremely high temperatures in both cases. And this is the first time that either one of us have heard of any investigator coming up with a conclusion like that. So we cannot wait to do the next cattle mutilation that comes along to get that soil tested.
It actually has that kind of determination has been made in the past, but continue.
Really? Well, I would like to hear about that.
Okay.
So we can compare notes. So, I mean, there you have it. I mean, that's it for now on that particular case.
Yeah, let me just interject something here. What makes this case a standout case in my mind, and what makes it extremely important, is the fact that you had the control tower of an international airport less than a quarter mile away. You correct me if I'm wrong in terms of my distance, based on the photograph I saw. I mean, the cow's in the foreground, and there's the control tower just hundreds of yards away.
Yeah.
Now, we all know that somebody is in that, because there's a number of people in that control tower 24/7 at all times. And nobody, to my knowledge, has any idea of what could have come down and done that within a very secure and highly observed area. Did you do any work with the airport officials? Did you talk to the guys that have the taxiing radar, the ground radar for determining planes or anything like that? Give us a sense of what airport personnel, what their thinking was.
Well, they all claimed that there was nothing unusual that evening, that nothing happened. Now, we know it had to happen overnight, so it was in the dark, but they all claimed that nothing unusual was happening. However, I think I can shed some light on that, because since then we've had, and there was a very, very highly publicized incident with a pilot who had a UFO approach him as he flew from St. Louis to Kansas City. And that went public. This pilot called me on the phone to make his report, and he said, "I can't give you my name, and I can't give you any other information than what I'm going to tell you." He said, "I just had to tell someone." But the thing is, he said, "As for me and the pilot and the other crew members who saw this, we will not be making any formal reports because our jobs would be in jeopardy." And the thing is, I've heard this before. I've had at least four other pilots tell me this over the years, that they are too afraid to make a report because other people who have done so have lost their jobs, or they've been threatened by somebody. They'll have, in one case, a pilot was taken into a room privately, spoke with some gentlemen in some black suits who did not give them any identification or tell them who their names, but that insisted that whatever he saw was something else and something else explainable, until he finally said he got the message and agreed that that's what it was, and so retracted his statement that it was a UFO.
Did the guys in the black suits try to eat Jell-O with a knife?
No.
Were they wearing wraparound shades and singing rap songs?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, just checking.
But, you know, were they the men in black? Apparently they were, because they told him he didn't see what he saw. And so since that is pretty typical, it does not surprise me that nobody at the airport saw anything.
Or if they saw something, it's not as if they're going to admit that they saw anything. Now, you bring up the specter of the men in black. In connection with these sightings, we understand, you know, in an airport tower where things might happen. Do we have people running around doing the men in black shenanigans, or is this just a singular incident?
No, we have them. Several cases that are what you would call big cases, which would be contact cases that I've worked on, as well as other people in the state. When we do that, we get followed by government vehicles, and they make it so obvious and so easy for us to see them, and you know, get so close to us, and in some cases in a parking lot where two of them will park next to each other and then follow us in a restaurant.
This is obvious, in the sense of how they're dressed or in the kind of vehicle they drive or the license plate?
Both. Okay. All three. I mean, they're doing it to be obvious, and I don't know if it's just some kind of a warning or what, but they're letting us know they're there.
You're being spooked by spooks.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We always wonder in our forums at forum.thepowercast.com who the government disinformation agents might be, that several of our members, maybe even active ones, may have another job that we don't know about. We'll get into more of what's going on with Margie Kay, Assistant State Director for Missouri MUFON, about the Kansas City UFO flap and more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Yeah. Hey, neighbors, you've seen all those crazy, wacky products on TV. The perfect tortilla, easy covers, hot booties, furniture fix, petty spin, and more. Where do you find all that stuff? You go to asseenontv.com because this is the one-stop source for all of these TV goods advertised. Find all your favorites as seen on TV. Check them out asseenontv.com. And by the way, save 10%. Here's what you do. Use the code SEEN1, S-E-E-N number 1, SEEN1. Go to asseenontv.com to order. Save 10%. Purchase this summer's hottest As Seen on TV items. Save 10%. Or call 1-866-277-3366. 1-866-277-3366. The code SEEN1 to save 10%.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1708.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,750.42, $875.21 for a half ounce, or $437.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,750.42, $875.21, and $437.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Hey there. Gene and Chris here in the Paracast. We are exploring UFO flap in 2011-2012 in Kansas City. We had some cattle mutilation phenomena, all sorts of UFOs, mile-wide UFOs, men in black, all sorts of things, time changes and missing time. What about abductions? Anything?
Yes, I do have a couple of cases where people believe that they were abducted or have missing time or found themselves in locations where they couldn't explain where they've been or for how long. And you know, they don't seem to remember exact details of, you know, what happened to them, except that it, in one case, a gentleman remembers vague outlines of people that he thought at first were doctors. He was lying on a table, and then his eyes were very unfocused. It was almost as if there was some type of fluid in his eyes that was preventing him from seeing things clearly. But he could see enough to tell that he was in a room that was all metallic and did not look like a normal, you know, hospital room at all. And that these doctors then, as they got clearer, seemed to be very short and have very large heads. So, but that's about as much detail as he could get on that.
Well, that leads me to a question from one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com. His name is Conrad Hartman. He's been a member of the Paracast since May of this year. And since we're on the subject of abductions, which he wanted to discuss with you in his question, he goes on to ask, how were the experiences affected after the event? And can you speak about any psychological impact that these witnesses or participants post-event? And then if we have time, he says, what are your views on abduction research, and what do you think researchers are doing right, and what have they been doing wrong? It's kind of that's a big question, but let's first look at your actual cases and how these people have been affected.
Well, the underlying theme psychologically, what people say to me is, my life has changed forever, or I'm never going to view things the same. You know, they'll say something very profound like that. But in one particular case, a gentleman, the one I told you about, 63rd Street, with that very, very close encounter, he's had profound life-changing experiences. And one of the things that he suddenly was able to do the day after this event, he got in his mind that he could heal people. And his partner, his friend, who was also a witness to this event, was suffering from a migraine headache, and really, really severe. And we think it, you know, may have been caused by the event. We don't know. But this friend of his, who suddenly had the idea that he could heal, he says, I can help you. So he went over to the house, just put his hand on his shoulder, and just thought about the headache going away and him feeling better. I mean, he was real nauseous, too. And within 10 minutes, everything was gone, and he felt perfectly fine.
I'll tell you, I could use this guy because I've been suffering a really severe set of back pain since we moved recently.
Yeah, well, you and a lot of other people. But it seems that he also healed this man's daughter from severe asthma. She had been suffering from for years and years and was, you know, going into a doctor's visit the next day. And he said, well, let me try this. So he worked on her. The next day she went back to the doctor, who reported that she was cured of it and it was gone. And he couldn't understand it. And he said, what did you do? So, and then the other thing is psychologically that this man's perspective on life has totally changed. His wife said his personality has changed, and he's, you know, a complete different person. Now he's very calm, relaxed demeanor. He does not get upset at little things, and, you know, just a totally changed person.
Well, that leads me to some questions that I wanted to bring up related to the gentleman that claims he's had hundreds and hundreds of visitation experiences since he was 12, over the space of, what, 51 years or something. What does he say the agenda is? Why has he been singled out to be visited? And what sort of relationships has he established? Can we get more of a sense of these beings that he claims to be interacting with? It seems like probably one of the longest ongoing claims of visitation I've ever heard of. Very, very intriguing.
Yes. He says there are multiple different types. There are over 30 different types of beings have visited him, and that, and he gave me a specific number I can't remember right now, but it's like 85% of whatever this total is are benevolent beings, and they're here to help him and to help humanity and help the planet. And they have these messages that we need to quit destroying the planet, to take care of it, to quit fighting with each other, stop the warring, and to have a one world government. You know, and they talk about some other things like preparation for shift to the fifth dimension, and that people need to work on meditation and increasing their vibratory rate and increase their awareness level in order to interact with these other higher beings that are interdimensional. And he says that these beings come from multiple dimensions, all the way from the fourth dimension up to the 15th, something like that. And he said some of them are what we would call bad, that they seem to not have much of a caring personality, that they're just more or less going through the motions, doing a job during these abductions, and that the negative ones are the reptilian types and one type of the grays with the big eyes, but there are multiple different types of grays, and that, you know, he doesn't trust them. But here's a strange thing. Here's a strange thing. They all like bread. They like our bread. So he started bringing, after the first time that they stole bread out of his car, he started bringing bread with him, and that they seemed to treat him nicer and treat him better now than they used to.
Well, I'll tell you what, he should try to give them bagels. Real, honest-to-goodness, New York-style bagels.
Yes.
Which is very difficult to get in Arizona, let alone Missouri. I don't know how the bagel availability is in your part of the country. But seriously, speaking here, one thing I wanted to mention here is that this kind of message about the multiple vibratory levels and bad beings and good beings, that's a pretty standard message if people have some sort of psychic encounter or contactee experience, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I think there's a common thread going on here. And I think people are getting the same messages in different ways. I believe that, say, people who are meditate a lot are getting these messages telepathically. And this brings up a point. What are these, what we're calling extraterrestrials, are they really extra-dimensional beings? Are they highly spiritually evolved beings? Have they been here all along, and we're the newcomers?
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah. Chris has been saying that for years. I've been making suggestions of that nature. Yeah. We have Margie K joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
We're down to two segments, fascinating sessions, starting with the Kansas City UFO flap, and now encounters with unusual beings and wondering just what they're up to. Are they extraterrestrials from other dimensions? Maybe there's a hidden race of beings who coexist with us right here on Earth, and they interact with us in different ways for different reasons. But then, if all this is going on, this is the thing I worry about when you have people who get contact with higher beings, if those beings are so concerned about us, which supposedly some of them are, why aren't they contacting the people in charge? I mean, if you contact a farmer in, you know, in Flatwoods, West Virginia, or in Wisconsin somewhere, that's not going to be taken seriously by anybody.
I know. I've had the same question myself, and most of the time there is no answer. But in Ray's case from St. Louis, he said the answer is that they won't listen, and then in other cases they have been told and they're ignoring it, or that they are part of the negative beings and that they're on the negative side. And they don't want the world to know this.
Yeah, why doesn't that surprise me that some of our world leaders are in league with the reptilians? Didn't David Icke say something like that and a couple other people?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And, you know, honestly, I really didn't believe this. I wasn't in a mode until about 3 years ago to believe in the possibility that reptilians could actually be here on the planet and maybe even inhabiting some of the human beings and controlling their minds, like David Icke says. I just thought it was, you know, I thought the man was crazy. But 3 years ago, I actually was talking to a man on the street, and I watched his eyes shift to the reptilian type and then back to human-like.
I really want to hear more details here. Okay, we get reptilian eyes and human eyes. All right, describe it in more detail, the entire
effect. Okay, you know how the pupil of the eye on a cat goes up and down, and that's what a reptilian eye does as well? It's more of an oblong pointed shape than the round pupil in the center, okay? I watched this eye shift, his eyes, both change to bat and then change back. It was as if there was a cloaking device over his face, allowing this to happen. And it took that to make me realize that anything is possible.
Yeah, and that's not as outrageous sounding on, you know, obviously on the surface that sounds outrageous, but I personally, in my investigative work, have had a number of reports, people claiming the same thing. And a story from Dr. John Altshuler, whose name you might remember. He worked back in the 80s and 90s, early to mid-90s, with Linda Howe, was a hematologist from Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
He claimed he went to a convention down in Miami, I think in the late 80s, and there was only one room left, and there were two people that wanted that room, him and some other guy. They agreed to share the room. And in the morning, his bed was just opposite the bathroom door, and he noticed the guy was in there, like, putting on contacts, and the guy turned and looked at him. He was not real. John hadn't made any motion or movement to alert the guy that he was awake, and the guy just kind of glanced over at him, and he had vertical-shaped pupils and was putting in regular, contact lenses to hide the fact.
Well, the next thing we'll hear, Chris, is that he takes off the skin. Chris takes off the skin and becomes a reptilian like the TV series V.
Well, I don't know about that, but all John said was the guy had reptile eyes, and it freaked him out so bad he left the room, he grabbed his stuff, he left, and did not attend the conference.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so I gather this is being taken real seriously here. We want to wonder what kind of things we're seeing here, or maybe they're projecting something on us. Another possibility voiced about UFOs is that they are projections. We're not seeing the real phenomenon. So if we're seeing holographic images, the holodeck personified, the holodeck being, of course, this device they use over in Star Trek Next Generation and the successor TV series, what do you think about that, Margie, that we're seeing not a real thing, but some kind of presentation, projection or something?
Well, now you just opened the Matrix.
I have,
and,
haven't I?
You know, I've been pondering this and pondering this, and you get to a point where you start to wonder, is anything real? What are we seeing around us? Is this all some type of holographic projection? Is there any possibility that the Matrix is the real thing? It just goes deeper and deeper.
Everything is a projection, actually. It's the brain. The brain generating signals that then the mind interprets, and we all sort of live within some form of consensual agreement that a chair is a chair, the sky is blue. We label everything because there is a certain amount of consistency, but within that consistency, there is subtle variability. There's personal bias. We don't really know if each other has the exact same sensory interpretation. We just assume that everybody sees what we do in the way that we do. So in some sense, Margie, I think you're correct that this is kind of it's a construct of sorts. I mean, we're dealing with objects that aren't really solid. They're mostly negative space between atoms. You know, this gets into some pretty heady philosophic territory, which I don't think we need to digress too far into, but we need to be open-minded, I think, and I think you'll agree that just because it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck doesn't mean it tastes like one. It may taste like a turkey. You know, we do need to be open-minded. We do need to be creative, ask better questions. Getting back to Conrad's question, what do you think we've been doing right in abduction research, and what do you think is wrong?
Well, I think that we have been taking some baby steps up until now, and that now we're starting to get a real handle on what the phenomenon is, what commonalities there are among abductees, because no really, really serious research has been done until recently, and Kathleen Martin just completed a report, and it's going to be made public very shortly, where they got reports in from over 100 people.
All right, Kathleen Martin is a friend of the show. We've had her on a number of times.
Yeah.
And we love talking to her, and she did send me the release with this information. So I can say we haven't made any arrangements yet, but I am in touch with her. Hopefully we'll get her on the show to answer so many of our listener questions.
Oh, sure. And, you know, that is a way to start. I did my own abduction survey over the past 10 years, and I've got as well over 100 participants in that. And I found some things that were part of my survey that she did not include in hers. And one of the most bizarre things that is a common thread is this TMJ issue with the temporomandibular joint. People who are abductees seem to have, a large number of them seem to have issues with that, as well as fibromyalgia or possibly MS. I mean, almost every single one, I think there's only one that didn't have something like that. And I'll tell you a really strange event that happened to me in Seattle, Washington, which is the reason I did this survey. And this happened in 1986. I went to a meeting of UFO researchers. And at that meeting, I have TMJ myself. And I had a severe migraine come on because of the TMJ and the pain. And so I just asked if anybody had any aspirin and, you know, told them why. And within a few minutes, I found out that of the 8 women that were at that meeting and the 4 men, every single woman had TMJ problems and migraines, and the 4 men had nothing or didn't have that. So what the chances were that at a UFO meeting that all 8 women there have this particular problem, you know, the chances are pretty slim. I mean, it was just got my attention, and I decided that was another reason I really got into UFO research and wanted to do that survey.
Okay.
So I hope more is done with that in the future.
Don't forget, neighbors, we want to hear from you. Write us news@theparacast.com, news@theparacast.com. With Gene and Chris, we've got a lot more. You're in
The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fate TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast. We have Margie Kay with a very fascinating session taking on many unexpected twists and turns. She is the Assistant State Director for Missouri MUFON, does lots more, and she's writing a book right now about the Kansas City UFO flap. Chris, you had a comment to make.
Yeah, I wanted Margie to, for some of our listeners who are not aware of exactly what TMJ is, if you could describe that particular condition for us.
Oh, sure. Well, it's a temporomandibular joint. It's the jaw joint, and it's the strongest muscle in the entire body around that joint. And it seems that I even had surgery to try to correct it, which didn't work. But, and I really don't think that the doctors know the reasons for this because they're just playing around with experiments trying to fix the problem, as well as dentists. I had braces 4 times by dentists and mouth guards and just on and on and on, and finally the surgery trying to stop it. Well, that didn't do it. So I think what the public should know is that there might be something else going on here with people that have TMJ issues. And if they are have also had UFO encounters, maybe it's related. We just really need to do some more research on that.
Never heard of that particular correlation before. That's actually fascinating. That's, man, you learn something every day. I have heard about fibromyalgia. I think more commonly associated with abductees. So getting back to that question, where do you come down on hypnotic regression, and do you really buy into the claims of some abduction researchers, David Jacobs, of course the late Bud Hopkins, who feel millions of people are being abducted? Do you feel that this is an accurate statement? And where do you come down on hypnotic regression as a viable investigative tool?
Well, I think it is a viable investigative tool. I've undergone it myself, and I can say that it really helps you remember details. Whereas, you know, if you really want to know what has happened with an abduction scenario or anything else, it really works. Now, not everybody can be hypnotized. So, you know, it's a matter of maybe having to do that over a few sessions before a real deep hypnosis will occur. But, so I personally know that it works, and I know other people who have had it done. The only thing that I want to caution people against is that they really need to have it done by a licensed therapist who will also be there in order to help you deal with issues that will come up as a result of the regression.
And the thing to mention, too, here is You need someone who's not going to ask leading questions, which is why you mentioned a professional therapist. And by the way, Kathleen Martin is a professional therapist, and she does hypnosis, so that's one example. But that's the point. You want to make sure somebody knows what they're doing, and they don't do it on the telephone. We've heard some abduction researchers, unnamed, who do these things on the phone, like the people who live in New Zealand from Philadelphia, and you can't do that. I'm sorry, folks.
No.
I don't think you can do that. You have to observe a patient's reactions. If somebody is that far off and needs help, they get help locally. Maybe you work with a local therapist if you're a researcher, but that's a really big issue. Listen, we're on our last segment here, and there's so much ground to cover. I know we'll not get to all of it, but one thing that you had mentioned, I think, in your emails to me about weird sounds being heard, is this in connection with UFO flap or what?
Well, I'm tending to think that it is, although it could be something entirely different. All I know is that these weird tones that people are hearing, you know, there was a flap of these tones all over the world last year. That, you know, even Debbie Ziegelmeyer even got a recording of it. But then there was about a year of time off, and now they seem to have started again, especially in the Kansas City area. Or I'm just hearing this from other people, and I've heard it myself. My husband has heard it. It is a low, like a wah, wah, wah sound, really deep and low. Then there's a mid-tone that sounds like something electronic. And then above that, there's a high harmonic.
Now, you're a musician. You understand this.
Yes.
Which is why I wanted to mention that.
Just know that this is a complicated tone. It is not just, you know, just a simple single tone that could maybe be created by something digital or, you know, whatever. In fact, the other night, this is just a week ago, my husband sat up in bed at 12:30 and says, "What's that sound?" And I listened, and I heard the tone again, because I'd been telling him that I'd been hearing this thing. He says, "Is that the train?" And I said, "No." And I went to open the window, and we listened, and it definitely was not a train. So other people are reporting the same sort of thing. They're calling it a horn sound that's not like any horn they've ever heard in their life. In some cases, it's being heard over phone lines or through Skype, but not just from outside. A lot of times people hear it outside only and not inside, but they can't determine a direction that it's coming from. And there's a lot of speculation. I mean, maybe it's UFO related. Maybe it has something to do with this harmonic convergence that people are talking about, and this movement into the fifth dimension as we approach December 21st.
I think we all need a few changes. This has been a really disrupting year for a lot of people, myself and certainly Chris. Now, I want to ask you, though, with these sounds, we have recordings of it. Can you get us copies of the recordings? We can run them on the air or post in our forums.
I can probably get you a copy of one recording. I'll get that and be glad to send it to you.
Okay, I appreciate that very much. I think we're going to want all the sound recording experts on our staff, including Chris, who's been involved in audio and video production himself for a number of years, to listen to it to see what's going on, to see where the sound might be generated. Now, this is nothing that somebody could hoax.
I wouldn't think anybody could hoax it, especially with the tones that are being heard outside that can't be located.
Yeah, it's too widespread and too pervasive.
Okay.
It's like asking, could somebody have been hoaxing the Taos hum or the Kokomo hum or any number of, fairly consistent sounds that a certain percentage of people can hear. Again, as Margie will probably agree, not everybody can hear these things. You tend to have some sort of predilection to be able to hear it. I think when they did the survey, Los Alamos was asked by Congressman Bill Richardson to do a survey in the Taos area, and I think they came up with 27%, I think, of the people surveyed claimed that they were able to hear the Taos hum, which leaves, 73% of the people couldn't hear it. So this isn't something that, and it's very difficult to record as well. At least the Taos hum is, because it's such a low frequency, very deep and not very strong signal.
And the other problem is not just the recording process, there is the playback process where the sound systems that most people have cannot reproduce really low frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, especially on your iPod.
Oh, yes. Even the new AirPods that Apple came out with has something called EarPod, which is a new kind of specially shaped earphones, okay? That's supposed to reproduce bass frequencies better, but dimes to donuts, I bet there's a lot that it won't be able to reproduce. And I say this because one time, long time ago, I had these amazing loudspeakers from a friend of mine in the audio business, Bob Carver, which he called amazing, and they get down and deep. The thing was 6 foot high.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're talking your headphones and iPods and that sort of thing.
No, doesn't happen.
They can't get below, really, 100 cycles.
They're lucky
and below
if they do.
It's tenuous.
Sure. Margie K, tell us where we can get more of your stuff.
Oh, just go to my website at margiek.com. It's margiekay.com.
And, of course, Missouri MUFON also has a site. But we have links at theparacast.com, the Margie site, and also to Missouri MUFON. This has been an exciting session, folks. I really enjoy it. So much ground to cover, and there's a lot more. She's doing that book on the Kansas City UFO flap. We'll look forward to it and get her back when that happens. You can reach us, by the way, at TheParacast on Twitter or theparacast.com, which is our website. Chris, we can also find you at OurStrangePlanet.com. New updates coming shortly. Margie K, thanks for joining us on The Paracast.
Well, thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.